Oh, very funny. Anyhow, I think I'm probably one of the many millions of Americans really trying to understand exactly how this is going to affect us as taxpayers. And for an effort of trying to parse through this, we turn now to Professor Stephen Davidoff, who blogs for the New York Times as the Deal Professor. His most recent entry, How Much Will It Really Cost? Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. And I want to say that I'm very happy to ask for the $700 billion for myself.
Nice. Good job, Stephen.
That sounded very sincere since it came right off the cuff. But let's get down to business here. Are taxpayers going to benefit from this bailout?
Well, it's hard to say. Right now, if we can restore market stability and get credit restored so banks will deal with one another and deal with corporations, this will benefit consumers. The problem that we have right now is we basically have no idea what's in this bill. We had a three-page bill that Henry Paulson sent to Congress over the weekend. The bill is remarkably short. It's expanding exponentially. But in its initial form, it gave Paulson carte blanche to buy and sell these assets at the prices that he deemed appropriate. And depending upon what he pays for them or not, the bailout could cost hundreds of billions of dollars. The government could actually make a profit here.
Before we get to the valuation question, can we first answer something I've heard many people ask, which is it tax dollars that will pay for those assets?
Absolutely. This is government money on the line. And I think it's also important to remember the $700 billion figure that is thrown around. The government is not it's not just going away. The government is getting assets in return. So it is highly likely that this number will be well south of $700 billion. But still, the government has to raise $700 billion in the markets. As you know, if you take on more money, you're more risky. And that's what the government is doing. It's taking a risky bet.
You note that the government is getting assets in return, but that's the problem. What kinds of assets? How much are they worth? How much is the government going to pay for them? And are they ever going to be able to sell them?
You hit the nail on the head. The problem that we have now is that with giving Paulson absolute authority, he can overpay for these assets and subsidize these banks, and the government will take the loss. And so the battle that's going on in Congress right now is trying to put some authority on Paulson so that we can ensure that in having $700 billion to play with, unprecedented for any person in the history of the United States, Paulson will be sure to take the steps that protect the American taxpayer.
So Paulson will be able to get tables ahead of Bill Gates, I guess, at the major restaurants in New York and in the Silicon Valley. Well, Professor, you know, I rarely ask the legal questions with Adora in the studio, but what
sure.
is the precedent? What is the precedent for having that kind of discretion? I mean, is it the same as the discretion, say, the Secretary of Defense has in pricing fighter jets that Paulson will have in pricing these assets?
Well, the problem that we have is that we have an administration that has a poor record with unfettered discretion.
You notice that,
And so without delving into the politics of this, there really is no precedent for an administrative authority to have this type of authority generally and just on these numbers. I'd like to add also that we're getting something which is not surprising, which is bailout creep. And reports are that the initial proposal was only for mortgage-related assets. Overnight, it turned into troubled assets, which means anything that Henry Paulson deems troubled, such as the automaker's loans, credit card loans.
Corporate junk bonds?
Yes. Hopefully, my loans.
I see.
You'd like to add your name to the list of people who are asking for a check?
Well, I will say that I do own a house in Michigan and Ohio, so I would be happy for any help I can get.
Good states.
But seriously, though, I mean, not to completely joke about it, I mean, who will be able to apply to say they have distressed assets that should be part of this bailout? Anyone?
Well, we don't know yet, but It's lost in congressional hearings right now, but presumably there will be a record in the discussions of what are troubled assets. And these are likely to be more than banks and can expand possibly to the automakers, to Sallie Mae, who gives student loans.
Oh, student loans, sure, sure.
Well, credit card companies. And again, we'll need to see what comes out of the bill. We just don't know. This is
right.
lost right now
right.
in the fog of war and congressional negotiations. As you know, when emergency...
All right, Professor, we're going to have to leave it there. Professor at the University of Connecticut School of Law, Stephen Davidoff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.